Big Mystery, Jupiter Loses a Stripe, presented by Science at NASA. Lost, a giant belt of brown clouds big enough to swallow Earth 20 times over. If found, please return to Jupiter. May 20th, 2010. In a development that has transformed the appearance of the solar system's largest planet, one of Jupiter's two main cloud belts has completely disappeared. This is a big event, says planetary scientist Glenn Orton of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. We're monitoring the situation closely and do not yet fully understand what's going on. Known as the South Equatorial Belt, or SEB, the brown cloudy band is twice as wide as Earth and more than 20 times as long. The loss of such an enormous stripe can be seen with ease halfway across the solar system. In any size telescope, or even in large binoculars, Jupiter's signature appearance has always included two broad equatorial belts, says amateur astronomer Anthony Wesley of Australia. I remember as a child seeing them through my small backyard refractor, and it was unmistakable. Anyone who turns their telescope on Jupiter at the moment, however, will see a planet with only one belt, a very strange sight. Wesley is a veteran observer of Jupiter, famous for his discovery of a comet hitting the planet in 2009. Like many other astronomers, he noticed the belt fading late last year. "But I certainly did not expect to see it completely disappear," he says. Jupiter continues to surprise. Orton thinks the belt is not actually gone, but may be just hiding underneath some higher clouds. It's possible, he hypothesizes, that some ammonia cirrus has formed on top of the SEB, hiding the SEB from view. On Earth, white, wispy cirrus clouds are made of ice crystals. On Jupiter, the same sort of clouds can form, but the crystals are made of ammonia, NH3, instead of water, H2O. What would trigger such a broad outbreak of ammonia cirrus? Orton suspects that changes in global wind patterns have brought ammonia-rich material into the clear cold zone above the SEB, setting the stage for formation of the high-altitude icy clouds. I'd love to send a probe in there to find out what's really going on, Orton says. Indeed, Jupiter's atmosphere is a mysterious place which would benefit from exploration. No one knows, for instance, why the Great Red Spot is red, or what has sustained the raging storm for so many years. Neither does theory explain why the twin equatorial belts are brown, nor why one should vanish while the other remains. We have a long list of questions, says Orton. This isn't the first time the South Equatorial Belt has faded out, says John Rogers, director of the British Astronomical Association's Jupiter section. The SEB fades at irregular intervals, he says, most recently in 1973 through 75, 1989 through 90, 1993, and 2007. The 2007 fading was terminated rather early, but in other years, the SEB was almost absent, as at present. The return of the SEB can be dramatic. We can look forward to a spectacular outburst of storms and vortices when the SEB revival begins, says Rogers. It always begins at a single point, and a disturbance spreads out rapidly around the planet from there, often becoming spectacular even for amateurs eyeballing the planet through medium-sized telescopes. However, we can't predict when or where it will start. On historical precedent, it could be any time within the next 2 years. We hope it will be in the next few months so that everyone can get a good view. I'll be watching every chance I get, says Wesley. The revival will likely be sudden and dramatic, with planet-circling groups of storms appearing over the space of just a week or so. Indeed, says Orton, anyone could be the first to spot the return of the South Equatorial Belt. Observing tips. Jupiter shines in the eastern sky before dawn. Point your optics at the morning star and... is that really Jupiter? Happy hunting. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.